There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 27 of the tabernacle. Jesus is the light of the world. Samuel Logan Bringle once said, "There was nothing dark and hidden about Jesus. He was and is the light of the world, and he welcomed the light." Our text for today comes from John chapter 8, verse 12, and chapter 9, verse 5. "Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.'" In John chapter 8, the city of Jerusalem was packed with people who had come to celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacles. This feast commemorated the journey that began when God set his people free from their slavery in Egypt. A grand ceremony occurred during this feast called the Illumination of the Temple, which involved lighting 4 golden oil-based lamps in the court of women. The Jewish Mishnah records that each of these candelabras was 75 feet tall. These giant candelabras were lit at night and gave massive light to the temple courtyard all night to remind God's people of the pillar of fire that had guided Israel in their wilderness wanderings. This incredible display of light represented the Shekinah glory of God. Imagine the scene of these giant candles illuminating the night as Jesus walked into the courtyard and declared himself to be the light of the world. God's first recorded words are found in Genesis 1, verse 3, "Let there be light." Isaiah prophesies of light to come, and Matthew reminds us of God's promise that Jesus would bring a new light into the world. From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone." And from Matthew 4, verse 16, "The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned." J.V. Fesco writes these words connecting Jesus' proclamation as the light of the world to the golden lampstand in the tabernacle. "God is said in the scriptures to cover himself with light as with a garment." That's from Psalm 104, verse 2. In other words, light emanates perpetually from the presence of God. Hints of this appear in God's redemptive activity in the Exodus. God created the lights in the sky, something the Israelites would have acknowledged seeing him defeat Pharaoh, the supposed incarnation of the sun god Ra. God likewise appeared as the cloud of fire that guided them through the night and protected them from the Egyptians when they fled Egypt. You can see Exodus 13:21 and 14, verses 20 and 21. The priest, then, would be reminded of these attributes and activities of God as they entered the tabernacle and saw the lampstand burning perpetually, day and night. The purpose of the Feast of Tabernacles was to celebrate the Exodus while reminding Israel that God brought them out of slavery so that he could bring them into the Promised Land. God did not deliver them so they could wander through the wilderness. God saved them so they could possess the land of promise and walk in the victory God had provided. The same is true of us. God did not save us so that we could walk around in spiritual darkness. God delivered us from the penalty of our sins to empower us to live a victorious Christian life. You were never saved to wander through your spiritual life in darkness. The salvation Jesus brings allows you to walk in His glorious light. As the light illuminated the temple at the Feast of Tabernacles, allow the light of Jesus Christ to enlighten your heart. Light the lampstand to brighten the holy place in the tabernacle for the Old Testament priest. Jesus wants to light your path and guide you daily into His presence. In the same way, Jesus declared Himself to be the light of the world. Let Jesus speak that same truth into your heart today. Jesus is the light of the world. Some questions to consider. How does physical light give you peace and guide your path? How does this relate to the spiritual light that Jesus provides? How do we live daily in the reality that Jesus is the light of the world? What do you think Jesus meant by this statement in John 9, verse 5? As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.